FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show we'll have reaction and interviews from the weekend's FA Trophy tie at Runcorn Linnets, as well as the women's team top of the table clash against Tranmere Rovers. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with League Cup news as FC United progress to the second round on Tuesday night following a hard-fought victory over Glossop North End.
But here's Koulibaly now. Look at the pace from him from left back. That is superb, isn't it? He's going to cross this ball in and it's a great ball to Amade. And that is a sensational goal by Amade. And really, it was all put on a plate from him, from Koulibaly, who broke from left back. Sprinted at pace with the ball down the left hand side. Not many red shirts went near him, but those who did couldn't keep up with him, and it was a peacher across in, set up perfectly for Amade, and on 19 minutes Glossop had taken the lead. And fitting forward, the ball comes, and here's Ekpolo now down this right hand touchline. Amade's in space here at the edge of the box. Amade chests the ball down, and then on the half volley, a beautiful finish to Belford's right. Nothing the goalkeeper could do with that one. And on 44 minutes, Paul, FC United trail by 2-0 and two of the finest goals you'll ever see down the flanks.
A chronic lack of marking, though, for Amade.
Linney out to the left-hand side to Ennis. Ennis now on his right foot from the left. Crosses the ball in to Dodd!
Dodd.
Dodd makes again. It 3 goals in 3 games. And a great glancing header there. Great ball in from Ennis. Dodd rose, glancing headed towards the far post. Goalkeeper in no chance. And on 55 minutes, FC United back in the tie, Paul.
4 goals in 3 games.
Thanks, Paul. And here's Morris now. Morris on the corner of the other side of the penalty area. Gets it back to Lennon. Lennon, that's a lovely ball. And Curran heads it square towards Olave. And, well, it was cleared just about by Samassa. But the alarm bells are ringing in that Glossop defence. Take it quick to that corner by Olave. Here's Ennis to Dodd from the right hand side on his left foot towards the back post. Overhead kick. What a goal.
Linney.
From Regan Linney. That was superb. And FC United 18 minutes into this second half. And it's back all square, 2-2.
Well, overhead kick at the far post. You can't beat it. And FC delivered the level. They've come out in the second half and they've just turned this game around.
And that is full time, 2-2 the score. And for the second time here on North Manchester FM this season, it's a penalty shootout. It's not deliberate, so it's going to be penalty number one in this penalty shootout in the first round of the Integral League Cup. Ennis facing Latham in front of the SMRE. What can Charlie Ennis do? On his right foot, he steps up. There you go, to the goalkeeper's right. The goalkeeper goes left. It's 1-0 to FC United, and up steps Scott Kay. And as you can hear, he's getting a warm welcome from the home faithful. And, well, it's the first penalty for Glossop. The captain to take it, Scott Kay. Belford, good record of goalkeeping in these penalty shootouts of late. And, well, Kay puts it to the top corner and then celebrates in front of the SMRE. 1-1 the score now, and Griffiths steps up for this second penalty. Oh, and I tell you what, the goalkeeper saved it. It hit the inside of the post. It goes across the goal line. The linesman's flag stays down. So it's Mayiko now with this penalty for Glossop.
It looks left foot.
Left foot. Puts it to the goalkeeper's left. And it's Dodd to take FC's third.
Definitely left foot.
Left footed penalty. What a penalty that is. Goalkeeper with no chance. And, well, FC United, that'll steady the nerves a bit.
Substitute taking one.
Yeah,
now.
Mark West to take this third penalty for Glossop.
He looks in a hurry.
He does. Steps up. Belford saves it. And we're back all square.
I think he rushed that a bit.
He did rush that. He didn't want to take it, did he? You could tell. He wanted to get that over and done with as quickly as possible. And you could see why. So 2-2 the score after three penalties each. We're now to round four.
Linnea scored the overhead kick to get us to this stage.
Roof of the net job. FC United back in front. The pressure on Ryan Hibbert, the substitute, the full-back. Hibbert to take on his right foot. Oh, that's a good penalty. Calm as you like. And it's going to be Owolabi. And now we're at the stage of the penalty shootout where a miss could be fatal. Tundy steps up. Oh, it's a soft penalty. Straight down the throat of the goalkeeper who saves it. As you'd expect, really. And, well, it's match point Glossop. And it's going to be Bevan Bury to take this. If he scores it,
he's in a hurry as
it's
well.
Good night for the Integral League Cup for this season. Bury steps up.
And Belford again.
Belford saves it. And, well, it's now sudden death, everybody. The first of the sudden death penalties, and it's going to be Michael Potts to take this for FC United. A big let off for FC United.
Taking a long run up.
In the last round of those penalties, what could Potts do here? Potts. Oh, it's saved by the goalkeeper.
He telegraphed it.
He really did. And I don't know whether this is a good sign or not, but everyone from Glossop, all the players are looking at each other going, do I take it? Do I take it?
They didn't plan for the
sixth. They didn't plan for the sixth penalty.
Oh, and look who's coming to take it.
Oh, and he's not really up for it, Koulibaly, is he? But, well, we'll see. It's if he scores it...
He's put his penalty-taking gloves on.
Yeah, Glossop win if he scores this, just to let you all know where we're up to. What can he do?
Belford again.
Okie dokie. Well, we carry on. Just to let everyone know at home, if you're listening on North Manchester FM, we're on air till 10 o'clock tonight. There's 8 minutes left of the broadcast.
I can't remember an FC keeper saving three penalties before in a shootout. Yeah, well, this is history.
It's FC United with another bite of the cherry. Morris to take it. Can Aaron Morris pile the pressure back on Glossop? He can. He scores. We're now at the stage again where Glossop are looking at each other going, am I taking it? Should I take it? This is not well organised at this stage.
It's down to the sheriff.
Yeah, it's Mohamed Sharif to take this. If Glossop fail to score now, FC United go through to the second round of the Integral League Cup. Sharif steps up on his right foot. He scores. Just a reminder, we are on air till 10 o'clock. I was joking earlier. I was expecting his penalty shootout to be over by this point, but it carries on. So 10 o'clock on North Manchester FM. Head over online to fc-radio.co.uk if we do get cut off. We're in 6 minutes.
Lenihan next.
Lenihan to take it. And what penalty are we up to now?
I think it's the eighth, is it?
The eighth penalty. So we're not too far off the goalkeepers, are we? But Lenihan to take this penalty for FC United. We are deep in sudden death now. Lenihan with this penalty. Dale Latham in the goal. Lenihan.
It's in.
It's in. Latham saved it. It had backspin on it and it goes over the line. Well, there you go. They all count.
real drama.
That is real drama.
So again, Belford has a chance now to close it out.
It's Moussa Samassa, the centre-back, who's had a great game to take this one.
We're starting to get to the players who don't like taking penalties now.
Yeah, I think we got there in the third, didn't we? it's Samassa to take this. And a save, or if he fails to score, FC United go through to the next round.
I don't think anybody's actually missed yet.
I think I've said that four times now. Yeah. Here he comes, on his left foot. He scores.
They've either been saved or scored. Nobody's actually missed the target.
It's Alex Curran on loan from Stockport County to take this next penalty for FC United. He steps up, scores. Nice, 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 nice. I think that's the best penalty of the lot, to be fair, isn't it, Paul? A good penalty, that.
Well, we've seen a variety of penalties, but that was quite authoritative.
So just a reminder, and I know I've said this a lot, I know I'm repeating myself, but if Glossop failed to score this penalty, FC United go through to the second round of the Integral League Cup.
Prinsec Polo.
Yeah, Prinsec Polo to take this. And we're on air for another 4 minutes on North Manchester FM. Ek Polo to take this. Glossop's number seven. And it's saved by Belford. And FC United finally win this penalty shootout. Well, high drama, Paul, and if you missed this game at home, where have you been? It's been a cracker. Right, Neil Reynolds is coming up the stairs now to join us. Hello, Neil. How are you? You all right? Yeah, that'll do. So, you had a good night?
Yeah, I've had an entertaining night, yeah.
Where do we start? Shall we start with the first half?
And you
had to change it, didn't you? Because they offered something down the flanks, which was pretty impressive stuff for a step four side, in all fairness.
I think, you know, I stood up here nearly a week ago and said the Bayesford first half performance was one of the best in my managerial careers. I think the first half against Glossop tonight was one of the worst. Not because we didn't try, you know, because we always try. I think the first 5 minutes, when we had lots of ball, we didn't seem to be able to break them down. And then we got frustrated. And then every pass was going astray. And then we tried to change it, stop the number three from getting out. Half time. it felt good. It's been a while since I've really lost my temper. You know, it felt good. I haven't done it for a while.
Michael Douglas in Falling Down. Was one of those moments.
Yeah, it was, yeah. You know, and it did feel good. I think, you know, I've had to do it for a while. So, you know, we made a couple of subs at half time, and listen, it could have been anyone, couldn't it? But fortunately, it was Jordan, and it was Ash, and you know, Tundi give us life, Potter give us life, and we came out and started really well, scored, and then you know, we got the equaliser through Linney, great overhead kick. Well, Doddy scored again, you know, attacking fullback. So, and then I thought we were going to win at a canter, but then they changed the shape and went deeper, and we couldn't then break them down. I thought we were still in control, and then with about 2 minutes to go, the fizz one just winded the poles. I thought, oh no. And then penalties, well, you know, I don't know about Glossop, but that's some of the worst penalties I've seen in my career, you know, and we practice penalties, but you know, the record goes on, 3 defeats in 20, yeah. through to the cup, the test of character. So, we're not happy with the first half, we're happy overall.
Neil Reynolds there speaking on Tuesday night following that penalty shootout win over Glossop North End. And FC United will welcome Sheffield FC to Broadhurst Park in the next round of the League Cup in December. And finally, for this week's news, the club have announced that midfielder Luke Griffiths has put pen to paper on a new contract at the club, whilst midfielder Alex Curran and goalkeeper Cameron Belford have extended their loan spells. Here's Neil Reynolds speaking of the news on Friday night.
It's been another piece of work that I've been trying to get over the line for the last 2 or 3 weeks. He attracted interest from Southport. I got the opportunity to speak to Luke about the future and what I hope the future holds for him and for FC United. I just had to tell him the dream, really, tell him the vision. And, you know, with Luke, he's a loyal lad. He loves playing football. He loves playing for FC United. And, you know, although I did have to do a lot of work, when it came down to it, our style of football suits him. And he's enjoying his football. And he wanted to commit to the club and show people what he's all about. Yeah, absolutely. He's got an aspiration to go higher, like everybody has done. You know, and I don't begrudge that to anybody. But what he wants to do is develop as a player. Let me help him develop as a player and continue to put in amazing performances for FC United. And I think, you know, everyone will agree with that, you know, since he kind of lost his place in the starting 11 due to suspension, he's come back and has been probably one of our, if not the standout performer over the last 6 or 7 games.
We've been touching upon this on the radio a few times about the fact that a lot of this squad that you and Brian have built here, a lot of it is from step four, and we've got to remember he's come a long way, hasn't he, from Prescott Cables to FC, and then having conference clubs looking at him.
I mean, Ben, I'm a big believer that there is quality lower down the pyramid. You've just got to do your homework, and you've got to know exactly what you're looking for. And at times, you know, the reputation of the player or the ability of the player, it doesn't always work. It's about the individual and their ability, and, you know, can they develop? So, you know, when the likes of Luke Griffiths, Tunde Owolabi, you know, the likes of Jack Lenehan, who's playing in there now, they come available, it's our job. When you haven't got a, you know, a big budget, you want to develop these players, and kind of money comes secondary, and it's about the love for football and playing for the club. And listen, you know, it's well known that our facilities are, you know, the best around, our fans are the best around. You know, and you don't talk about the money. It's about playing on the stage that we play at now. And, you know, Luke certainly wanted to do that. And there's players, you know, below our level now that can step up. And we've constantly got scouts out looking at players and, you know, make a project, because I don't want the finished article at all. I want people to come in and, you know, want to be, you know, want to improve and want to get better. And Griffey certainly ticks that box for me.
Well, speaking of developing players, Alex Curran's obviously been with us now for a couple of months, developing quite nicely, it looks like. And you've been putting a lot of work in behind the scenes, and you've got some good news for us.
Yeah, I mean, I felt a bit sorry for Alex, Ben, if I'm honest. You know, he came in, he hit the ground running. He then had to miss the FA Cup game in Warrington. He then came back in. We had a trophy game. He then came back in. Then had to miss the next trophy game. And I said to Jim, you know, Jim Gannon, who's been, you know, he's been exceptional with us. I said, if you want us to develop this player and get him back playing for Stockport, we need to be playing him game in, game out, because his ability is frightening. All he's missing now is his match fitness. So, you know, I said to Jim, I said, listen, can we play him in the trophy? He knows what's at stake. He knows that if Stockport progress into the latter rounds and FC on in the competition, he might miss out on that. But I don't think we will do. I think, you know, we've got a good chance to kick on in this trophy. And Jim said that it'd be good for Alex. Alex couldn't wait, you know, for the opportunity to play for FC United back to back and back to back. So, you know, for us, it's a great piece of business. Alex is with us for the foreseeable future, and we'll play in the FA Trophy game tomorrow away at Runcorn.
So, for those unaware, he was due to the current loan spell was up in December. How long is it now?
Well, it's just an ongoing arrangement right now between Stockport and ourselves. Jim won't call him back unless he's coming back into play. Alex knows that. Alex loves playing for FC United. But again, you know, another player that wants to go as high as possible. But, you know, when you're playing on the stage of FC, when you're playing at Broadhurst Park or for the club, you know, people, you're kind of like where you are in the pyramid goes aside, because, you know, you could be playing the conference with our facilities or our fans. So, you know, he's enjoying playing for FC United. And as long as we're looking after him, and Jim's given us that trust, you know, he's turned down Conference North clubs to let me keep hold of him. So that shows, you know, something about FC United. And Alex is desperate to do well. You know, he goes into every game wanting to do well. Like I said, the only thing that's been probably short of his game is 90 minutes of match fitness back to back and back to back. So hopefully now Alex will really kick on and get some consistency into his game.
Another player who appears to be loving his time at FC United is Belford. And good news with him as well from Nuneaton.
Do you know, I mean, I cast my mind back to when I signed Cam. And people started rolling their eyes, going, you know, what's happening? And, you know, when a player of that quality comes available, and at the time, Cam wasn't getting in. And, you know, he came, he sat on the bench, and, you know, and it just fell for the club straight away. I could see that even when he was on the bench, he was a great trainer, he was great around the lads, he was great around the club, he was getting to know people. Unfortunately, Paddy got injured, and away Cam went. And his performances have been exceptional. You know, I've said that, you know, unfortunately, he put us back on the map early with the mistake that he made at home against Basford. But, you know, I think everybody who watches Cam, a couple of heart-in-your-mouth moments when the ball's at his feet and he does a little trick and gets around somebody. But apart from that, he's been exceptional, and he's such a wonderful person to have around the club. So for us, you know, we've got until the end of January, but I'm hoping to keep it to the end of the season. I'm also hoping that Paddy Wharton gets back to fitness, you know, next week, the week after that. So I've got two fantastic keepers to go head-to-head and battle it out for the number one jersey.
Ben there speaking to FC United manager Neil Reynolds on Friday night ahead of Saturday's FA Trophy tie at Runcorn Linnets. And it is to that match that we turn to now, and to hear if FC could make it into the hat for Monday's first round draw, it's over to our FC Live team in Cheshire.
Hello, Paul.
Good
how
afternoon.
Are you? Hello. So, big game this afternoon, Paul.
Yes, it's great to be here at the Millbank. It's a socialist enclave in Cheshire, I believe. But
I believe they refer to it as a cooperative more than anything, yes. Paul. But yes, two fan-owned clubs going at it this afternoon. Obviously, they're a step below us. What else do you know?
Well, they're 14th at the moment, but they've had a mixed bag of results this season. And it's interesting. We played Glossop, who are obviously at the same level in midweek, and they gave us a stiff game. So I'd expect more of the same today. It's a fairly tight ground, and
You know, it's a smallish size arena to play in, and we've got to adapt to this pretty quickly.
Do you think it was handy, that performance on Tuesday night? It acts as a bit of a wake-up call, because they did come... Obviously, the second half was much better than the first, but the first half, they did have that air about them, FC United, which was like, you know, taking it a bit in their stride.
I think if there was a warning about this afternoon, that was it. Any error complacency this afternoon is going to be punished. They've got some decent players. I like Hamid in midfield. He's quite a good goal scorer from midfield. He's got 76 in 247 games or something like that.
Well, he's Ron Conlin's captain. Obviously, there isn't a game that goes by without us talking about an FC old boy in the opposition squad. Conor McCarthy is on the substitutes bench. He has been out injured recently, but this is his return game back.
He is leading scorer for them still this season. He got 6. People tend to forget he got 9 in 42 for us back in 2017-18. It actually feels like less, but he actually got 9 goals.
With regards to FC United, it's not too far off the lineup we had on Tuesday night. I mean, that's how far Neil's going with the Integral League Cup this season. But the big news, Alex Curran starts an FA Trophy match, and that's because him and Neil Reynolds and Jim Gannon have come to an agreement, and it looks like Alex Curran is staying a bit longer than December now.
Yes, I mean, I think it comes to the point where Stockport have realised that, you know, maybe they won't be needing him in the trophy. So it's obviously good news for us. And the other news about Cameron Belford is quite good as well, in that he's now with us to the end of January.
Yes, I mean...
That's the longest we can have him on a loan period, I think.
Paddy Wharton is back in training, but from what I could gather speaking to Neil last night, it's he has to start pre-season all over again because he's been out injured, so it'll be about 3 weeks before he's match ready. So that extension there is quite handy. And of course, how many saves did he make on Tuesday night for that penalty shootout? That
four saves from the shootout alone. So, you know, that was fundamental in his getting through. It was a bit of a squeak on Tuesday night.
Just a bit.
We certainly don't want a tight game like that this afternoon.
No, it's a very good lineup for FC United this afternoon. Michael Donoghue retains his place. He seems to be coming back into things now.
Yeah, I think Donoghue, as we know, is a confidence player. He needs to feel in the right mood and have the right approach to the game to flourish. I thought Linney was really good in midweek. The way he performed, I'm expecting more of the same this afternoon.
If you've not seen the highlights back, have a look at that goal he scored. I mean, it was a beautiful finish, that wasn't it?
Yeah. I think, and Linney made a great goal for Potts last week, so he's definitely banging form.
Yeah, absolutely. And that we mentioned the Tuesday night game. We should mention the Witten Albion game as well on Saturday.
Yeah,
there is going to be a bit of a hangover from that game. And
I think that was a great opportunity for 3 points thrown away at Witten, and we came to the Glossop game. Okay, we kind of just about got through it with a win. We need to be a bit more convincing this afternoon, I think.
On the substitutes bench this afternoon, we've got Ben Kerr. He's I understand he's
on trial.
He's on trial, and formerly Tranmere Rovers, which is obviously the Paddy Wharton route of... There's a couple of Tranmere Rovers lads in this Runcorn Linnet side, incidentally, so they have got a good youth policy there.
Yeah, I mean, it's this afternoon is interesting because it's like some of our Scousers against some of theirs. There's a number of Marine players.
We haven't got as many as we used to have.
No.
In all fairness.
There's a number of ex-Marine players in the side against us this afternoon. It's going to be a tough game. They've already beaten 3 clubs to get here, so they're well on the run.
Well, in the last round, they had to do it the hard way. They had to do it a replay against Prescott Cables and came away with the result on the midweek. Final stats then before we hand over to our commentary team. Paul, what are you looking forward to the most today?
Well, I'll tell you one thing we've got to watch out for. The last 15 minutes. Runcorn have scored 11 in the last 15 minutes this season.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
We've conceded 9 in the last 15 minutes.
As the teams are now coming out, they look like they're about to come out, so we're going to hand over to our commentary team. A big thank you to Stato Paul. We'll be hearing from Paul again at half-time. Is that a corn on the cob? Taking mascots to a whole new level here at Runcorn Linnet. But this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And this is a third qualifying round FA Trophy special live here at the Millbank Linnet Stadium. It's Runcorn Linnet against FC United of Manchester. And it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Roy Sewell, but first, James Quinn.
Whistle to his lips and off we go. left side, it's Jack Hinnigan there, plays a long ball forward. It's cut out by Potts. Potts, who came on as a second half substitute, Hamid there. And on the far side, that's threaded through, but Dodds with some defending to do for FC, which he does, and plays it back to Cameron Belford, who, as Roy said, has extended his loan period. And he's done well for the side, did well in the penalty shootout the other night, saved four. And he plays it out to Doyle now. Doyle, number five on his back for FC United, plays it out to Dodd, goal machine. Four goals in the last three games for Adam Dodd. It's back to Belford in a maroon jersey, black shorts, black socks. And now Curtis Jones back in the side after being rested on the bench on Tuesday night. Hoof clear there, and Hinnigan there, dispossessed. And now it's Curran, plays it in Tondi Olavi, but it's cut out and it will be a corner ball. And FC just nicking the ball there on the far side and getting very close to creating some danger. Now they've got a corner ball. And Alex Curran, the man who's also extended his loan, plays it quickly to Adam Dodd. Adam Dodd, left-footed low cross, but it doesn't beat the first man. It's Griffiths now has it, about 35 yards out. Square ball to Linney. Linney, good football on the edge of the box.
Get
and
in.
Tunde Owolabi puts FC ahead. Beautiful interchange there from FC United, edge of the box. Threaded through to Tunde Owolabi, hasn't scored for two games. Well, that mini drought has ended, and FC United straight into the lead here in the second minute.
And it all came basically from a corner, short corner, played out to Dodd. Dodd just fed the ball in square to Donoghue, and Donoghue just did a little dinky ball, you know, in towards the penalty spot. He spanned, turned, and just smacked it in. 90 seconds into the game, and FC find themselves 1-0 up.
Throw in for the visitors. Can FC strike as early in the second half as they did in the first half? Griffiths with a free kick. Nice delivery, but it's well met. But second ball picked up by Potts. He plays it out there to Donoghue. Donoghue low cross in, but there's. And that comes back to Potts. Out to Donoghue again. Back to Potts. Potts low cross in. And.
He's not doing it. Oh, pen.
It's a penal.
Yes.
Well, it was Curran fouled, wasn't it?
Curran getting fouled, and Noel, we wondered about FC, could they strike as early in the first, second half as they did in the first?
Well, they've got 30 seconds for perfect synergy.
And Dodd, the man who's come forward, he came forward very decisively, and the way he's been on the mark, obviously scored a penalty in the shootout the other night, but four goals in three games means he knows where the onion bag is, to use a Roy Sewell expression. In he comes now, left-footed. That's a save.
What a save. What a good save.
Well, it's the keeper goes the right way. It's at a nice height. And the keeper should save in those circumstances. And FC with a quick throw in now. It's Linney. Linney towards the byline, but it's cut out there. Ailey again. Now FC with a throw in. Aaron Morris. It's quite close to the corner flag, this one. It's FC move forward, right-hand side. Morris. Morris plays it in nicely. Lenehan. To Morris now, can he get a cross in? Low cross, but not a good one, and they can bring it away. Can Runcorn Linnets. Well, good work from Dodd there, taking off it.
Go on.
Man there, Dodd thrusting forward, plays it out left hand side. Oh, Olavi into the box, but it's taken off it. No, it's Olavi again, shoots and scores. Yeah. On the turn. Well, I thought he'd had the ball taken off him, but he got it back. He just turns and he shoots. And it's second goal of the day for Tunde Owolabi. Well, he's had two games without a goal, but he's put that right today. And FC United double the lead.
67
minute. And I would suggest, Roy, on the balance of play in the second half, FC good value for that second goal.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, shoot from the penalty, but absolute tremendous run there by Adam Dodd. You know, right away through the middle and linked up play, slotted the ball through. Came to Tunde Owolabi. He did have pressure on him, to be honest. I mean, he was facing away from goal at one point and then just span off, you know, to his left side and just slightly miss it, the ball, I feel, into the bottom corner, which, you know, most probably the goalkeeper misjudged, you know, through the bobble of the ball.
McCarthy chips it over, tries to switch the play, but good alertness from Dodd, characteristically plays it out to Ennis, left hand side. FC look to break.
Do it.
Ennis, that's the aim for Owalabi now. Puts it in field. Owalabi with a chance. It's a real chance though for Dodd. Would you believe it? Adam Dodd, 5 goals now in 4 games, is it? And, makes up for the penalty miss. Great long ball there. Owalabi, like lightning there, takes it infield and then unselfishly plays a square ball for Dodd, and Dodd finishes it. And FC have pretty much wrapped this up now. It's 3-0. And we have, just over 8 minutes to play. In the end, that's it. The referee's had enough of that. And, in the end, a comfortable victory for FC United of Manchester. They started off on the right foot. 91 seconds took them for Tunde Owalabi to put them ahead. Kept that lead in the first half. Lost some of the initiative in the second phase of the first half. And Runcorn's definitely had their opportunities to draw level. Couldn't do so right at the beginning of the second half. Missed penalty by Adam Dodd. But FC managed to maintain their grip on the game. Second goal by Owalabi. And then one to wrap things up from Dodd from an unselfish assist from Owalabi meant that it was a 3-0 victory for FC United. And they will be very happy to go through the first round proper of this competition. And Neil Reynolds has to be very satisfied with that, Roy.
Yeah, he must be. I mean, the result basically, you know, was a true reflection of the difference in the standards. But I just felt that in the first half, FC United was making it difficult for themselves. They could have made the game so much easier. And to be honest, in the same breath, you know, maybe had a better scoreline as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's after 90 minutes, the score is Runcorn Linnets 0 and FC United 3. And like I said, they could have made the job a lot more easy and a lot more entertaining as well.
Who was your man of the match from FC?
Really, really difficult. You know, my feelings Potts and Dodds were outstanding. You know, between them, it's a shame it can't be shared. And but if I was really pushed to pick between the two, I couldn't do it. I think the first half, I thought Potts was the main man and had the edge. And I think in the second half, I felt that Dodds had the edge on Potts. I'm going with what I like the best. I like a creative player, and I thought Potts did really, you know, I thought he'll be my man of the match anyway, put it that way.
Yeah, well, Dodd, we must remember it's Dodd in the singular.
Yeah, well, the way he plays out there,
he's like two men. That's a really good answer.
Yeah,
that.
Definitely. Believe me, he's here, there, and everywhere, isn't he? He's up there in the attacking, he's up there in the supporting roles, and then the next minute when the ball breaks out and it goes long, you know, you find him chasing back, defending, you know, in the areas that he's required. I think his quality.
The back line keeps its shape pretty well, doesn't it? And
yeah,
it certainly did today.
It does, yeah. And you know, I'm looking through the game there, towards the second half, and I really, really feel that the biggest influence on that defence is Belford. I think he's added so much, and that's no disrespect to any previous keepers that have been in, you know, like Paddy Wharton. I just think he organises them really well. They all know what the situation is. They know when there's pressure coming on. They know, you know, that if they let it go, there's a shout, you know, for keeper's ball. It's just communication and instruction. And he had so much composure to the back line, you know, where they're comfortable.
Yeah. And really interesting, the substitutions. But I think Ennis did sharpen things up, didn't he? He was on the flanks and he came in. So I think he justified. And Lennon, he looked like a couple of good pairs of fresh legs, didn't? And Buckley as well was a willing runner end.
The one good thing, I actually said it last week, that I feel that FC's bench is one of the strengths of this squad, because you can bring on lads of equal ability and quality where you know, the quality of the play and the class of you know, the 11 that you got on the field doesn't drop in any way, shape or form. You know, the quality still stays up there, and I think that's a really big, you know, a big factor where you can chop and change, you know, positions, and you can chop and change personnel. You know, the Chaddy just letting on there. All right, man. So, but the, you know, like I say, you can chop and change the personnel, and the quality of the football and the organisational skills still stay, you know, and that's important because there you've got continuity, haven't you?
Indeed. Right. Well, Neil, thank you very much. You know, Tundial Abbey's going to have to be careful giving assists on self-assist to Adam Dodd, because Adam Dodd's going to catch him up in the on the, in the score, leading scorers.
It's nice, isn't it, to see other people getting on the score sheet. It's nice to see Tundy get a couple, but it's made up for Doddy after his penalty miss. But he's played great again, and he's got his goal, and I don't know, five or six in three or four, I'm not sure, but, you know, he's on a run and he's enjoying it, and he's never, you know, he probably never scored that many goals on a run before, but he has, and he's doing well. But, you know, as are the rest of the team, you know, let's give Runcorn credit. First half, I thought they kept the shape. I think they stifled us. I think they made it hard with how deep they dropped. And we were getting a little bit frustrated because we couldn't get our ball in over the top, which made us have more touches than what we usually do. We got the goal early on. I'm not saying we took our foot off the gas. I just think we stopped moving the ball quickly, and it helped them because they didn't have to move as much. And we said at half time, what we need to do, and you've probably seen it second half, we need to start playing higher up the park. We need to get Luke the other side of their midfielder. We need to get Potsy higher. We need to get our wide men higher. And you can probably see from the second half where, you know, where a lot of our play started. It was literally on the halfway line instead of from camp. So it's nice because the lads have listened to instructions. But fair play to Runcorn. They gave us a game. But I thought second half we really upped the gear, and, you know, we played really well second half.
And again, how pleasing is it when we spoke off air before the game about how FC were 2-0 up last week, come back to 2-2, and the side responded in a really level-headed, disciplined way. Again, the penalty miss could have unsettled the side, but you just kind of stuck to your task, really, didn't you?
It's a, you know, not a mental thing, but I keep saying the brand new squad. They are a brand new squad, and they're going to have blips. They're going to have setbacks. They're going to have last minute equalisers. They're going to have wins on penalties. They're going to lose games in last minute. You know, but as a group, and we haven't hidden the fact we want to be together for 2, 3, 4 years. They're going to have to learn about that. And, you know, even at half time today, we said a team's playing deep against you. You're going to have to learn that. You're going to have to be patient. Second half, we can open them up. But, you know, like I said to Ben last night on the radio, if anyone would have said to me going into the end of November that you'll still be in the trophy, you'll be in the Manchester Cup, you'll be in the League Cup, and you'll be in around the playoffs, I probably wouldn't have believed them with a brand new squad. You know, credit to the squad. They're doing fantastically well. You know, and that's another away travel without a defeat. You know, I think, I don't know how long the record's going on for, but not lost away since Grantham, 3 defeats in 22. It's incredible. They've got to take a lot of plaudits in there, the lads. They're working the socks off behind the scenes. They're learning all the time. And listen, of course, we were disappointed about Witton last week. We were devastated, but I had a point down before the game, so I had a game's last 92, 93 minutes. We've got to accept it and move on.
We've noticed how generally the defence is getting retaining its shape. And Roy was observing that Belford, you know, with his experience, and it's no disrespect to Paddy Wharton, wonderful goalkeeper, but Belford's got a presence about him, hasn't he? And do you feel that is feeding into the back line?
I mean, he talks, doesn't he? I can hear him all the time. He's organising. He's encouraging him to drop off. He's encouraging centre-halves to split when he's got the ball. He's great at his feet. Listen, Paddy's an exceptional keeper, but he's away off at the minute. You know, people kind of question when I brought in a second keeper because, you know, when a keeper of Cam's quality comes available, you know, you don't turn it down. But he sat on the bench for 5 games and didn't say anything, stayed professional, did the running after the game. He's great, and he's come in, and, yeah, he's helped us. You know, he's helped us, but Paddy helps us as well. You know, we've got two exceptional keepers, but Cammy's doing really well, and he's a great lad, and I'm delighted to get him over the line until the end of January.
Yeah, he's a presence to me as soon as he comes out, and you can see it in his manner. You know, he doesn't skulk along, he bounces along, he's in there with everybody. But I just feel like, you know, you can tell by the movement of your defenders, you know, that they're getting instruction from behind them, and they're comfortable with that. They're not even checking the shoulder to see if anything, they trust him.
We do a lot of work at training. We do, you know, when the keeper gets it split in centre-halves, full-backs going higher, Griff coming into the pocket. You know, sometimes it's on, sometimes it's not, but we've just got to keep trying it because we're a footballing team and we want to pass and we want to play through the lines. And, you know, it starts from the back because Cam encourages that. And sometimes they need telling. You know, they need to split, they just don't do it naturally. But, you know, he's been a great addition. But I just think the whole squad now are developing really nicely. And, you know, we're really happy with
him. And a word about the skipper, because Potts now seems to me, you know, he's getting back into his stride and fitness the first six or seven games. But now he really is that figure that we missed so much towards
incredible.
The end of last
season. He's absolutely incredible, you know. And I know he came with an injury, he played through an injury, he's got himself back fit now. He's an incredible, influential person. And, you know, when we leave him out the other night, it's not that other lads aren't good players. It's the experience and the know-how and the information that he passed around the park and setting by example. And listen, you know, ask him. I went for him at half-time. You know, I had a real do with him because at one point in the game, he hit the shot and he should have given it air. And, you know, we work at overloads. But Potsy will take that. And I said to him, listen, if you're not doing it, you're my captain. You know, what are these lads going to do? And, you know, he'll take that. And he leads, and he's a fantastic player. It helps the likes of Luke Griffiths, etc. But, you know, I could mention them all. You know, I think Charlie Ennis was disappointed when on the bench, and Jack Lenehan, they both come on, they were exquisite. Jack Lenehan in particular, I thought, you know, he's going to be a great player, but he's a young lad, and we've got a good, you know.
You've got the squad, though, and you've got a really good bench. Just a couple more things.
Yeah.
The next round, so first round proper, you know, just as an entertaining question, really, you'd want a home draw.
Yep.
Would you like to play a bigger team, rather than play, say, somebody further down to have more chance of progressing?
I want to play the best team in the conference in the next round. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want my lads to go up against it and show that they're a really good side. And listen, you might go out in the first round against, but it gives us an opportunity. You know, we're not the underdog, and, you know, let's get Broadhurst Park packed. Let's get a Knox County. Let's get someone like that down there, and, you know, entertain it and enjoy the day. We're enjoying the ride in the trophy. And some people might say they'll get a lower team and, you know, get more money in the coffers. I want a big team now in the next round. And the lads have deserved to get to the first round. I think it's five rounds to Wembley. And we've got a genuine belief that we're going. You know, we're going. Yeah. And, you know, it might be, you know, pie in the sky dream. But you've got to believe. You've got to dream big. But we want a big team, you know, and I think we deserve one.
You find what out of your levels and your quality of play is, you know, and how far it's progressed. But I just feel that, you know, what you've got is you've got strength on the bench, you know, to call on. You pull a player off, you put another one on, and the tempo of your quality doesn't drop. And I think that's really important.
It's been difficult the last couple of weeks because I've had to make changes at half-time. I've made changes today. You know, lads aren't at it. But it doesn't mean they're bad players. You've just had a bit of an off day, and they go back in the week after. So there's nothing personal against it. Sometimes when people are having a bad game, you've just got to rescue them. And, you know, we're a squad. We're learning.
And they'll all become better players and better team men, won't they, for that? Finally, back to the day job next weekend at home to Lancaster. Mm. One of the downsides of a cup run is that you lose a few places in the league. But tough assignment against Lancaster. But we held our own at their place in September in a sort of dour defensive battle. Were you feeling positive about that one?
It was the turning point part of one. It was going to Radcliffe and getting the point, and then it was going to Lancaster on the Tuesday and getting the 0-0. That gives a belief we could get clean sheets, and then we just carried on and going and going. And, you know, Mark Fell's done a great job at Lancaster, but, you know, I've watched him, I know about them. They're going to have to be at the best to beat us. We're going to have to be at our best to beat them. It opens itself to be a really entertaining game, but we're full of confidence. You know, we're not going in on the back of, you know, how many defeats or whatever. We're going in full of confidence, and we're not going to win every game. You know, there's going to be setbacks, there's going to be blips, but we're ready for Lancaster next week. We're going to have a really good week in training. We're going to get a bounce going and, you know, pay Lancaster the respect that they deserve. But listen, you're coming to us next week, and we want to win the game.
I think FC are playing off a higher level than when they initially met them up at the Giant Axe. And I think, you know, if you do what you do well and quickly, as opposed to the first half where I thought you delayed the ball a little bit and possibly, you know, stretch them out as well. I really thought, honestly, Renault, that the diagonal in the first half was always on to stretch them and move them around all the time, and we didn't do it. We played that little short 10-yard ball, 15-yard ball, and the one was there, the 20, 30-yarders.
I'll finish with this, Roy. In our day, you know, when we both played, I said to Aaron Morris, I said, Aaron, by the time you walked in the dressing room, four or five lads would have been pinned on that coat hook because you didn't get the ball, mate. 20, 30 times, we turn you down. He's got to learn, he's got to open his mouth, but we turn it down. And I would have gone in there and said, listen, what have I done wrong? Why do you keep turning me down? And we did. Mm-hmm. We did. And, you know, I think second half when we made it bigger, you know, we get in. That's our game.
Yeah.
That's our game. But listen, great day.
Yeah.
Great day. And, you know,
great result.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you very much as ever for another really lovely interview. Congratulate the lads from us. And we'll look forward to the next chapter, home to Lancaster.
Brilliant.
Next Saturday.
Thanks,
definitely.
Guys. Brilliant, thank you.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. And the draw for the first round proper of the FA Trophy took place on Monday lunchtime, and FC United have been drawn at home to play National League North side Kettering Town. Tied to be played on Saturday the 14th of December at Broadhurst Park. The Reds will be returning to league matters, though, this coming weekend as FC United welcome fellow promotion-chasing Lancaster City to Broadhurst Park. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3pm and it'll be pay on the gate, adults £12, concessions £7, under-18s £3. But if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday afternoon from 2:30pm on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Women's team news now, and on Sunday afternoon, second placed FC United welcomed current league leaders Tranmere Rovers to Broadhurst Park. To hear how FC got on, it's over to Ben and Paul.
So hello everybody and welcome to Broadhurst Park. You join us here in the main stadium on a Sunday afternoon as FC United and Manchester's women's team host top of the table Tranmere Rovers in this, funnily enough, top of the table encounter in the North West Football League Premier Division of the women's game. And joining me here for this big occasion, Stato Paul is with me. Hello Paul.
Good afternoon.
So obviously you saw the reverse encounter last week, and which was quite an interesting game of football, to say the least, Paul.
Yes, it was physical at times. It was very, very competitive. Not a lot of action around the goal areas, but obviously FC were very grateful for a point at the end of it.
Well, it was a very cagey game. 1-1 the score, and Kirsty Chambers with a 92nd minute penalty to share the points. FC United heading into this game this afternoon 6 points behind Tranmere Rovers, but with 4 games in hand. So a draw is a decent result, but a win's even better.
Yeah, I think last week was an opportunity that we didn't take. Today we can cut the gap from 6 points to 3 and still have the 4 games in hand. I do sense that these two teams will be the ultimate contenders for the title as the season unravels.
Well, 22 minutes on the clock here. It's a corner to FC United. FC attacking the SMRE. It's our first corner of the game. Chambers to take it. Over in the corner of the main stand and the SMRE. In it comes on a left foot. Ball wins the header. Hartley wins another header. Shot comes in from Cunliffe. And that is a marvellous finish from about, what's that, Paul? 12 yards out, and she buried it to the goalkeeper's right. Goalkeeper had no chance, and what a fantastic goal there from Kaylee Cunliffe.
It's interesting that Tranmere have had 5 corners and not benefited from them. We get the first corner of the day, and we end up scoring a goal from it.
And she took it so well. I mean, Ball won the first header, but didn't get much purchase on it. It went straight in the air. Hartley was there. She didn't get much purchase on it. It comes and lands on Cunliffe. It was on the volley, really, wasn't it?
It was.
It was a great finish.
Very sweet strike.
1-0 the score here after 23 minutes. It's going to be a throw-in to Tranmere. Midway inside FC United's half. If Tranmere score, they do deserve it, in all fairness. But Roberts takes his throw-in. We are into the second minute of added time. Out of play. It's going to be a throw-in, I think, to FC United. A bit of a mistake there from Roberts. Throw-in taken quickly by Cunliffe. Here's Fields. Fields. Oh, and Neil there with... how can I put this? A continental-style challenge.
Something that we used to appreciate in the European Cup of yesteryear.
We're into the second minute now. We're approaching the third minute of added time. FC United 1-0 up. And it's a free kick to FC. It's 5 yards inside Tranmere's half. About 10 yards in from this touchline. Right in front of the away dugout. And it's O'Gara to take. And O'Gara again. Referees...
She wasn't ready.
Killing the momentum of this for both sides. And O'Gara's got to thump this down the line, hasn't she? In fact, no, she plays it short to Smith. Smith now shields that ball out towards the right-hand side. That's the ball. Here's Clancy now. Clancy over on the right. Got loads of room. Clancy crosses his ball in. Is it too close to the goalkeeper? Maddox spills it. Here's O'Gara. O'Gara scores. And that is the pure definition of a smash and grab ball. 2-0 the score. 3 minutes into added time. There's a debate whether it's deserved or not. But put it this way. We'll take it.
Well, they're complaining that the goalkeeper was maybe impeded on the
by her own player.
But I mean, that's football for you. You dominate 45 minutes, you don't find the killer punch, and at the other end you concede.
FC United ridden their luck big time in the second half, but 2-0 the score, full time, and there you go. Well, Paul,
Well,
the scoreline, start with that?
The scoreline suggests that FC won it 2-0, which they did. But what happened in that 2-0? The game certainly didn't reflect the scoreline. And I would say the visitors will be going home very, very unhappy.
Absolutely. Well, the goal scoring started in the first half, incidentally, with... and again, it was against a run of play. Tranmere Rovers had, I think, four or five corners up to that point on 23 minutes when FC United get their first corner. It comes in from the right-hand side, and it's... I think it was Ball who won the first one. Then Hartley won another header. It broke to Cunliffe, and it was a cracking finish. But again, it was
our first corner.
It was a bit smash and grab.
Yeah,
it well though.
Yeah, it was a well taken goal, and it looked like it was going to be the only goal. But as we've said all afternoon, you've got to give credit to some of the Tranmere players in particular, being very, very promising in terms of what they've done. They really did deserve a goal in that second half, but it just didn't come. And I suppose we've got to give credit to FC, in a way, for doggedly hanging on, because it's really what they did for most of the half. And then conjured up a second goal at the death.
Absolutely. Just to say about the three players who really impressed me, this is for future reference, the three players who really impressed me, Hellard Roberts at right back was superb in that second half. Really, really impressive. Molinari was excellent. And like you said in the build-up, Georgia Walters really should have at least scored once in that game.
Yeah, I mean, for her skills, her talent, she's a remarkable talent for this level of the women's game. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more of her in the future.
But saying that, Tranmere didn't score. And a lot of that is to do with the way FC United played. They did defend deep at times and sat back and allowed Tranmere Rovers... a lot of room, especially on the halfway line and midfield areas. But there were some really good pieces of defending going on. Chelsea Patient had a good second half, I thought, as did Marsh. O'Gara has had a brilliant game, in my humble opinion. But Maxie Smith coming on has really helped.
Yeah, she held it up occasionally and just slowed the game down when we needed to keep the ball. I did feel sorry for Cunliffe up front, who was left very isolated for most of that half, and had... She was battling against two or three players at times, and it was very, very tough for her.
Do we need to have a special mention as well for McCarrick, who was man-marking Walters?
Well, that was a tribute to Walters. I mean, how many women's teams games have you seen where we've gone to man-mark somebody? Very, very rare. And Walters was so good, we had to sacrifice McCarrick to try and keep her closed down a bit. But the harsh reality is that we've cut the lead at the top to 3 points, and we've got four games in hand. So... in terms of the league table, it's been a great afternoon for FC.
It really has. So as Paul says, Tranmere Rovers currently top of the table, played 11, 22 points. FC United sitting in second, played 7, 19 points. So it's on, isn't it, Paul? And we don't have to play Tranmere Rovers again now in league competition for the remainder of the season. And I think if you ask Cameron Hussein at 2 o'clock last week, before the match against Tranmere Rovers, you're going to get 4 points in the next two games. You would have snatched your hand off at that point.
Yeah, we've got to bear in mind that Tranmere were seconds away from beating us last week, and they had that 2 points stolen off them, really, on their own pitch with a late penalty award. And today, they've dominated a lot of the game and come away with nothing. So they'll be very, very frustrated when they go back towards the Wirral.
Yeah, very much so. Well, next up for the women's team, and just when you think it's going to get a bit easier, it's a local derby. It's our old friends West Didsby and Charlton away next Sunday at the Recreation Ground in Hummersville. In Charltonville, I do apologise. West Didsby and Charlton, we've had so many epic encounters there. That one's going to be a tough game, that one next Sunday.
It's always tough. They've been a thorn in our side for years. And it's always very tight games against them, usually, isn't it?
Next up for Women's Team Live, that'll be Sunday the 8th of December at home to Manchester Stingers. And then we close off 2019 with an away encounter at Crewe Alex. Crewe Alex currently sitting 5th. Manchester Stingers, who will be coming here to Broadhurst Park in a fortnight's time, they're currently sitting in 3rd. They too have games in hand, and they're not completely out of the promotion race either, so the games are coming thick and fast now for the women's team.
Yes, let's hope that the weather is kind to them and we don't get the fixture congestion we've had at the end of seasons that's hampered them in the past.
Absolutely. Well, a big thank you to Statopol for joining us this afternoon. Player of the match, Gary's had a good game. She scored at the end there. It was proper smash and grab stuff, in all fairness. But I'm going to give it to Tranmere's right back.
I think that's fair enough.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you. But from Women's Team Live, we hope you all have enjoyed the rest of your Sunday. Just a reminder, men's team action next, the commentary for FC Radio next Saturday here in the main stadium. It's a big game. It's Lancaster City here at Broaders Park in the league. Be here if you can make it. The football's sensational at the moment for the men's team. If you can't make it, though, tune in to FC Live. We'll be on next Saturday at 2 o'clock. But from everyone here on a Sunday at Broaders Park, it's finished here in the league. FC United and Manchester 2, top of the table. For now, Tranmere Rovers 0. And we'll see you all very soon. Bye-bye.
OK, here we come and saying women's team manager. That was tough. We won that 2-0, but that was one of the hardest wins I think I've ever seen our team grind out.
Absolutely. I think Tranmere, credit to them, tough opposition. Give us two really good games over the past 2 weeks, and they didn't make it easy for us. But I thought we showed championship mentality today in terms of you can't always win in a nice, beautiful way. Sometimes you've got to win ugly, I suppose.
Yeah, it seemed to be that it's a bit careless possibly with the passing. I don't know exactly what it was, and maybe not positive enough. They didn't sort of like seem to be pressuring their defence as much as we usually do in most other games I've seen us play, even against tougher opposition.
Absolutely, I think that front foot football is something that we're trying to work towards, and I think the passing, yeah, we just need to take a little bit more care. I think that's in terms of possession. I don't think we quite dominated as much in possession as we usually do, but again, like we said, we're not always going to come out and dominate and blow teams away, but we'll see how it goes, and we just take it week by week, really.
Yeah, we did seem to make it a little bit difficult for ourselves, but what a lovely goal by Kayla from that set piece. She just lined that one up ready, and so like you could almost like get your cameras ready because you know it's coming, and she just put it away sweetly. That was a lovely goal.
Absolutely, I think the build up to it, and then as soon as it came in, I think as coaches we said it was almost slow motion. You kind of knew what the outcome was going to be, but whether she was capable of doing it, and we never had doubt of Kayleigh, and it's nice to see her get her first goal, and I think she'll go in terms of confidence, really. It'll boost her.
Yeah, I think that's probably what she needed, because you can see that she's trying to put the effort in, but sometimes the confidence lets you down, makes you probably sort of like second guess yourself a little bit. So out of the two goals, which one was you more relieved, when Kayleigh put hers in or when Kate put that second one in?
I think definitely the second one. I think we had that little bit of we were on the edge of our seats, I'd say, probably in that last 10 minutes, knowing that we only got a one goal deficit. So it was one goal changes the game completely, and if we come out with a draw, we feel like we've not really achieved the result that we wanted. So definitely the second goal, I'd say.
Yeah, I think realistically I've got to agree, I probably cheered more for that one as well. Yeah. Alright, so that gets us a double header over Tranmere, which should be, I mean, they've been top of the division for pretty much most of the time. Is there anyone else you see has been a big challenger for this for the title between us and Tranmere, and maybe anyone else? I don't know, Crewe were doing quite well up until recently, and they were pushing, hadn't they? I think they only lost their first game just like the other week. Is there anyone else you've kept your eye on?
Absolutely, I think with Tranmere, they've got the games in early and they've got the points on the board, so you can't take that away from them, and everyone else has got to get the points to kind of catch up to them. So I think Tranmere should be up there, but I think also Crewe are dangerous. There's a handful of teams. I think Charlton and Didsbury we play next week will be a tough test. Manchester Stingers are doing pretty well, so I think there's a pool of teams that can contest and give you a good challenge, but you've just got to turn up week in, week out and get those wins.
Yeah, that's hopefully the fans will turn up as we're away in West Ids. Nice and local. It's always a nice venue there down at Brookburn Road, and hopefully the fans will turn out in numbers and cheer us on.
Absolutely. I think it'll be definitely a feisty occasion and a great game, so we'll look forward to that next week, definitely.
Women's team manager Cameron Hussain there speaking with Neil Boo following FC's 2-0 win over Tranmere Rovers on Sunday afternoon. And on that positive note, that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.